The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Shutdown Fullcast. That colorful, funky arrangement of the Shutdown Fullcast theme that you heard coming back into this edition of Banner Society's only college football podcast.
Wow.
We have an NFL.
That specific is so rude.
We have an NFL podcast too.
We have, right? PAPN.
Everyone should listen to it. It's great. We love them. We think they do great work. They're just not a college football
podcast. It's an AFC South podcast.
Yeah. AFC South. I appreciate the regionalism there. That's good. That's what the NFL's known for. Catering to local color and interest.
Bud Elliott, huge Colts fan.
Immense. Thank you, Corey, for that arrangement of the Shutdown Fullcast theme song. I did just get one in the inbox that might rival that, though. It's the Fullcasta version. It's got marimba. It's very sexy. I don't know if it's as sexy as Corey's version. We'll just have to
just differently sexy. I think it is.
It's sort of like the difference in sexy between Nick Saban and Jim Harbaugh, right? One is terrifying and alienating, and the other one is alienating and terrifying. Like I said, Banner Society's premier podcast.
They go out and they talk to parents. They go out and they talk to parents and they're like, let him live with me. Let me take care of him.
That's, you know what I think of whenever I think of some coaches going out to recruit?
Yeah.
I think of the scene in The Hills Have Eyes where they, like, the mutant hill people find a baby and they debate whether to adopt it as one of their own or eat it.
Or eat it, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of Jim Harbaugh going into a home and being like, let me take him to the hills. He'll be just like me.
Anyway, that's a weird way to bring up that these are the food bowls.
I don't think that's weird at all.
The baby bowl is not on here, thankfully.
Let me feed your child.
Y'all, I got enough talk about food bowls in our last episode.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have saved all the good Garth breakfast talk for this one, but I didn't.
It's all right. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. This is not one of those times.
I forget. Do we have a goal with this? You know, let me back up. That's a question I could ask about this podcast on any individual episode in its existence as a thing at any point in time. So I'm going to retract that question.
Thank you.
And I apologize for bringing it up in the first
retract place. What question?
Yep.
So these were kind of like, this is...
I really wasn't listening.
If you're making a group of bowl games, food jumps out as an obvious unifying theme. And I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 left over. You would think there are more food bowls than just 7. But
Jason, before we get started, what is food?
Food, explain.
I wasn't on the episode y'all recorded. What was the justification for not including the Cheez-It bowl in this list, other than it was earlier, so we needed
clearly not food.
Cheez-Its aren't food.
Okay, that's fair.
It's a building material that you can eat. That's different.
Yeah.
Because Air Force is in the Cheez-It bowl.
Yeah, okay.
How are you going to dishonor our troops by calling them food?
Wow. I am the asshole here.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just
what
respect.
A new experience for you.
Many of these are older bowl games, which I adore, because when naming things for an attraction that started in the turn of the century and into the 19-teens and 20s, the most attractive thing that you could do to get people in was name it after food. Right,
but that's not even how it happened, because they were just like, so I'm working on a piece about this, which hopefully will go up soon. I don't know. But like, the Rose Bowl is the first one. And the whole reason it's the Rose Bowl is because there's the Tournament of Roses, which predates it, which is just like gardening, fancy gardening shit, whatever. So the problem is all the copycats decide like, oh, you need thing that grows plus bowl. And that is the secret sauce to how you name a postseason game.
All right. But that's what places. This is how far removed we are as an economy from anything useful or productive. Yeah. Right. That back then it was, well, what do you guys do? Like, we make things that people can eat. Now right. We're like, that's quaint.
Right.
But that people also were like, oh, oranges. Oranges. That's sure. Something to get excited about.
We got to go to Miami and see the oranges.
What do you do? It's got a trophy full of oranges. Mm-hmm. You don't just get those anywhere.
Right. It's like a Charles Dickens short story.
It is. Like the sugar bowl. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Where can you get sugar?
Yep. Yeah. There's a very Boxcar Children flavor to all of these. I found a peach bowl.
The one that doesn't quite fit is the Fiesta Bowl, which I like because they just called it the Party Bowl, and it's the major bowl that actually got popped for corruption and partying too much.
And also,
I wouldn't eat a Party Bowl.
I also assume we're putting it here because it was so long affiliated with Tostitos that it was the one
really... Tramps.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, it's the chips you buy when you forgot to get chips.
I forget what group I had it in. But yeah, I think that was the reason. I'm looking through their other sponsors to see what other... They also had Sunkist.
Yeah.
Kind of food.
Yep.
Battle Frog. You could eat a Battle Frog.
How long do you think you could live on Sunkist and Tostitos?
Sunkist, Tostitos, and Battle Frogs?
And frogs, yeah.
Because that's your protein.
I think, no, forever. I think that's a complete... Yeah? Yeah, no, what are you missing?
Okay. You're like the American expat living in Cambodia on this diet.
Protein. Yeah, you're getting
protein,
fruit.
Fat, vitamin C, a little bit of carbohydrate, good. Right? Like
all natural fruit from your Sunkist.
Fuck, we can convince people that this is like the fad diet of 2020.
Guys, we're Sunkist stutters.
Also, this has been sponsored by IBM and PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
So if you would like to become a cyborg, you can eat that stuff too.
Sure.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't?
I don't think that's how it works, but I also don't know that it's not. So
Ryan, eat a computer.
All right. You got this? I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Go eat a computer.
So I was going to say, I wasn't trying to explain what food is. I was sort of going to propose an organization.
Oh, to be fair, I was asking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is if you really think about it, I guess.
So I say we do it this way. I was going to suggest that
we come to an agreement, an accord, a ranking of these foods.
Mm. Right.
Brian, what do you have?
Well, I was going to say, what if we rank these bowls based on how long could you live just eating this?
Hmm. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Like you personally or the you Gen Pop?
I'm fine with either one. I'm fine if we personalize it.
How long can we keep Ryan alive?
That's fine. We can make it about my sad body. That's cool.
We could.
Jason should be moderator because the rest of us have sad bodies, but not him.
Okay.
He's a normie.
Speak for yourself.
On the outside.
Goodness.
What?
He's touching his stomach.
I'm in peak.
Oh, calm down.
He's touching his stomach. I don't like it.
I'm in peak condition.
See, now you see how I suffer.
I know. I'm going to throw his phone just to see what it feels like.
This feels good. It's great.
Oh, it feels great, let me tell you.
All right, so I guess the question first is then how are we differentiating the citrus and orange bowls?
Welcome to our production.
I mean, I think the citrus bowl, it's just more encompassing. It's just offering, it includes oranges. So would you like specifically just oranges, or would you also like lemons, limes? Are mangoes citruses?
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
Tangelos, tangerines.
Those are oranges, let's be honest.
Do we need a Jason's daughter ruling on this?
all fruit is oranges?
I think she'd break it down as oranges, lemons, and actually, no, she does have very detailed orange opinions. I'll say, like, I'm going to get some oranges. She says, get the cuties.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
right.
I'm like, if they're on sale, she's like, mm. it's like Fuji apples. I'm like, do you want an apple? She's like, is it a Fuji?
Right.
So we
Whereas you are like a Super Nintendo character where you're just like, it's an apple. I found it in a barrel that I kept.
It fell off a tree and it gives me one hit point.
Right. I punched this crate open and there was a turkey inside, so I ate it. What's the
problem? What kind? It's red.
That would be the, can you just think about, by the way, video game experience, that would be the weirdest goddamn day of your life.
Yeah.
If you punched a crate,
yeah,
it exploded.
It exploded.
And there was a turkey in it.
On a
and
plate.
Then you just ate it.
Yeah.
And you felt strong.
I mostly want to know, like, what the fuck's going on at that box factory where they're like, hey, who keeps putting machetes in the boxes? They're and just plain boxes going,
turkeys?
Why did you put a whole pizza in here?
I'm union. Kiss my ass. I'll put whatever I want in this box.
Also, please don't make the boxes so easy. It just took two kicks and then it exploded. What the fuck, guys?
I'm putting 8 gold bullion in here and a turkey.
It's for the hero. The hero who will save us all.
But how do you know?
You'll see. You'll see.
We're just leaving it on the sidewalk. Any child could come kick it, and then boom. They've got a shotgun and a turkey.
Hey, listen. Oh, you don't want children to have shotguns and turkeys now?
No? Hey, someday, some guy with an incredibly huge backpack is going to come along. He's going to need all this.
Someday, the mayor, who doesn't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Someday, the hungriest man in the world is going to come through here.
Fuck, I just love that a video game company in the 80s was like, okay, our super huge mustache muscle hero, what should his job be? He just wears sort of like a bandolier. He doesn't have a shirt. They're like, he's the mayor. Problem solved. That's how we create stakes. Yep.
He's the one who's rescuing the president's daughter. Is that right?
He's rescuing his own daughter, I believe. Okay.
The president is involved in this in some way.
Always in some way.
So he's a negligent but ripped father.
Yeah. As we all want.
The dream.
You knew I was going to say that.
Folks, if you have any bad dudes lore, please pass it along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My latest the dream was the dude who said he had bees for teeth.
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind.
So
That's a dream.
Oh.
So are we going to draft?
No, I mean, I want this. I want this for my life.
We're going to try to keep Video Game Ryan alive.
Yeah.
What if we assign like a point value to each of these? Like
how many hit points will this recover?
Yeah, maybe hit points and statistical buffs.
Is he our collective sim?
Yep.
That sounds about right.
Please.
Is he our fleshy Tamagotchi?
Please don't leave please don't take the ladder away from the pool. Thank you. All right, can I put Sugar at the bottom then? Because Sugar has to be the one that provides the fewest hit points.
No way. Sugar gives you energy. Sugar gives you like a stamina boost.
Sugar can also take many forms. Like we might just feed you Cheerwine.
Okay, I guess I just don't really want to live on sugar for all that long.
You're a video game.
Well, you're
not
going to
live long anyway,
yeah,
right?
Right?
You're gonna get killed and respawn like every 10 minutes.
Okay,
would you rather watch Georgia versus Baylor in football?
That's okay. So that's really the better question here is: would you rather eat this food for 4 hours straight or watch the game in question?
I think, by the way, this game on an actual football note, if you want to watch the darkly funniest game, like. The way this game is going to play out, Georgia will get a 14-point lead and then be unable to expand on anything past it. Baylor will claw back in installments that are Auburn-esque, meaning I think they'll get safety.
Right.
Field goal.
Right.
1 point safety. 1 point safety. And it'll end up being an
excruciating... Wild card.
Yeah.
Draw two.
It'll be a 15-11 game.
Coupon.
I just realized we've accidentally backed into talking about these games.
Yeah, no, you won't be able to turn it off is the problem.
I have
right?
one question. What does Georgia do if they win this game? Because they spent all last year being like, nah, man, bowl games, you know, who cares about the non-playoff games? We weren't trying. Texas ain't shit. So
do you remember what they did when they beat fucking Hawaii in this game?
Yeah, okay.
They talked about it for a decade.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. You're right.
We took we beat up 165-pound Colt Brennan. How you like them apples?
All right, so Sugar, let's say I have 100 hit points. I feel like Sugar can't be more than 15. Like, I get what you're saying about energy, and maybe it gives me, like, a little bit of a speed boost in the short term, but it can't actually, like, restore meaningful hit points.
What if Sugar does this? Sugar takes 10 of your hit points and turns them into mana.
That's fine. Yep. That's fine.
So
oh,
it's like,
God.
It's like hitting an afterburner. It's
Baylor's,
like
Baylor's, Baylor's really not going to be happy that you brought dark magic into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, neither is Georgia. A whole bunch of Baptists in one building pissed off at Wizard Ryan.
Huh? What's manna? Oh, it's how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Okay, that's fine.
Actually, manna's cool. Manna, that's a bread in the Bible. Just tell them that.
Damn, good point.
We're good here.
Peach ball.
I'm going to go ahead and put... I'm actually going to put the Outback above sugar because that'll kill you so fast. It will. Either way.
Now, so the Outback... All right, so here's what the Outback is. The Outback then is... It gives you, like, let's say 20 hit points, but it also poisons you, so you immediately start losing hit points until you find...
And you have to go back to Outback to get the antidote, which actually just takes you down another 10 hit points, right?
Now, this is where our subject being Ryan... comes into play.
Sure, yeah.
Because that applies to most people. However, he has demonstrated an immunity. In fact,
it unleashes my alternate form. Strength. Right, yes. It unleashes my alternate form, Beastmaster style. Yeah.
He sprouts all sorts of oniony spindles and
a protective outer casing, if you will.
A fried shell.
Uh-huh.
His head begins oozing orange sauce that damages enemies. He can decide the outcome of football games at will.
Brundle fry.
Yeah, this is part of our new video game Jortnite, where you unlock the skin to be Onion Man and play a game set in North Central Florida where you build shanties to protect yourself. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yep.
Jortnite, available free because it's valueless.
Outback. Yeah, I don't think I could eat 4 hours of Outback just straight. So I will pick watching Minnesota Auburn over that because I think I would physically have to tap out after. Because the problem is
why can you eat for 4 straight hours besides like popcorn because it melts down into nothing?
I think I could like as long as there's like a leisurely pace to it, I could eat peaches for 4 hours or oranges for 4 hours. I wouldn't necessarily enjoy it, but I wouldn't be like, I physically cannot do this.
Hmm.
Tostitos for 4 hours? You could probably do it. You'd like, your mouth's gonna get all cut up and you're
gonna be... That is so much salt, though.
Yeah, you're not gonna feel good, but, like, you're saying so much salt, like, think about literally everything Outback. What do you think is the healthiest thing on the Outback menu?
The blooming onion.
That's not
true. The bread.
That's not true. Oh, they have new items. This is terrifying.
But I want it to be. It's so good.
Outback Bowl menu quiz.
It's not the Garth Brooks Bowl.
Wow, they do. They do. This is terrifying.
While we study the Outback menu, I'll buy us some time by noting it is quite possible
done, like,
to eat too much.
We've already done a 40-minute production meeting in this episode.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Folks are getting behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. This is all very exciting for them, I'm sure. It's like taking a tour.
It smells funny back here.
Getting the shutdown full tour. So Emily, when she was pregnant with Evie, her pregnancy food was fruit, specifically, if I recall correctly, pineapple. She ate a shitload of pineapple. She ate so much pineapple, she passed out and had to go to the hospital. And they were like, how much fruit did you eat? I only bring this up to say, Ryan, be careful eating peaches for 4 hours.
Okay. All right. That's fair. The salad options so there are two soups you can get at Outback Steakhouse. Chicken tortilla soup, which, like, okay, that's not bad on the health scale.
Yeah.
The other one, to no surprise, baked potato soup. The, like, oh, you got so close to making a good choice, and then you did this instead.
I'll take the soup with lard in it, please.
Yeah, there's...
What is the next food that's not been made a soup? What is the next, like, steakhouse food that has never been a soup that is going to be a soup?
Steak. The answer is steak.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Blended steak.
I was gonna say onion rings, but that's kind of what French onion soup is in some ways.
Kind of.
But we could go harder, I suspect.
I'm just gonna go ahead and call it the Fortress of Solitude soup because it's ground steak and we float the onion ring sticking out of it on the top like the Fortress of Solitude.
Right. The salad's available. There's a Caesar salad, which is again total bullshit, and there's just the house salad, which I think is made to be like, you won't actually buy this. You won't actually purchase this.
It's got like the word like
that
lame
sounds like a dare
written next to it.
Man, I gotta tell you, there are more things that are, there are so many things on this menu that are over 1,000 calories. It's horrifying.
That's the house salad has, if you order it, it has a warning that's like, while you're waiting for your house salad, we will hang a placard over your neck that says huge bitch. Just say, don't ask
is that
why.
Like an Australian thing? Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. It kind of is.
It means you're a proper cunt.
And a legend.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can get a steak quesadilla and fries at Outback Steakhouse for just the low, low cost of 2,000 calories.
This is bang for
your
fucking buck,
man. How do you make a 2,000 calorie quesadilla?
Don't worry. It has 3,200 milligrams of sodium.
Damn.
Oh. Like, Outback might be... Here's what we want to do. If we end up with a water shortage and we like, hey... We need to desalinate the oceans. All we have to do is like triple the number of Outbacks in the world, and they will somehow need the salt, and that's how we'll get fresh water again.
More Bloomin' Onions. More Bloomin' Onions.
God. I would also like to point out that when you order a beer at Outback Steakhouse, they come in three sizes. Small, midi, and big bloke.
Boy.
How are you going to order a midi, man?
What a delightful
You're going to feel like such a loser.
Again, if you order the midi, we take the big bitch placard.
They put a sign on you that says midi bitch.
Mm-hmm.
This would actually work. This is how sad America is when it comes to eating and drinking. If you actually had to wear a sign that said huge bitch around your neck,
yeah,
right? Like guys would be like, oh man, I better order the big one. They're going to make me wear the sign.
Fuck you.
All of his friends would be like, yeah, you need to do that because we're going to make fun of you for wearing this sign.
So, yeah, what are you making me eat after the Outback 4-hour misery?
Boy, you know what?
How you already sound defeated.
We've made it through two.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and keep it basic. We're going to the potato bowl. Right? I need to go ahead and level you out.
Sure, right.
So I feel like we're getting the heavy stuff out of the way, and then there's light at the end of the tunnel here.
Can I, while you guys are doing this, can I take an annual visit over to our buddies, the Idaho Potato
please.
Commission blog,
yes.
and
it's time.
See what recipes they've cooked up this year? All right,
yes,
cool.
Please
yeah. I'll be back.
But we're going to go ahead and level Ryan out, because there's no telling what's happened to his blood work
mm-hmm.
after eating everything inside and Outback. Right? This, by the way, in an apocalypse situation where you're just trapped inside the Outback and you can only eat what's in the Outback.
Yeah, there's zombies outside.
Yeah, there's going to be one point where you're just like, well, all that's left is pie. Oh, no.
I don't think they have pie.
No, they have brownies. They have like a hot brownie that they
desserts.
Serve.
Is that called pie in Australia?
All right, here are your choices from the Outback.
Let's talk
desserts.
About your working knowledge of Outback desserts.
Here, I have the menu open. All right, here we go.
I'm talking to Spencer.
Callback, salted caramel cookie skillet. If it's not in a skillet, Garth won't eat it. Garth won't eat it. Triple layer carrot cake, New York style cheesecake, and the signature dessert, chocolate thunder from down under.
That's the brownie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the thunder from down. It's a brownie. It's just a brownie. Outback's a good place to take kids, okay?
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's fine. It's great. You know why?
It's a good place to take kids when you want to be like, hey, you got all A's, or hey, you turned 10, and like, we're going to do something fancy. And they don't know that like $15 is not an expensive steak.
No, it's the most expensive steak in the world for them.
To a 10-year-old. Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good. Also, they bring bread with a quickness.
Like, if
right?
you ever had to impress an 11-year-old that you were trying to like, get to fund your business, you would take them
I like that you thought about this. Like,
listen, I'm always looking for new ways to expand the Banner Society business, and if that means buying steaks for 11-year-olds in a secure, safe business environment, so be it.
This means some part of your brain actually thinks Richie Rich is real.
Prove he's not.
Yeah.
Prove he's not.
Mr. Rich, to you and your robot maid, I'm going to present a compelling argument.
I brought you this chocolate thunder from down under to celebrate our relationship, and also so you, the 11-year-old, can laugh at the obvious poop pun.
This guy gets it!
Here's $1,000,000.
So,
all right, folks, I'm back.
Okay. All right.
So, the Idaho Potato Commission has a blog, as we know, led by our friend Dr. Potato. You can also, they have like a little, he is pantsless.
He's an osteopath, right? He has to be an osteopath.
Oh, absolutely. They also have a little clippy guy this year whose name is Spuddy, who is wearing what looks to be like a rugby type shirt, sneakers, no pants.
Yep.
You can create a Tater account. But what I really wanted to tell you about is they have a Christmas only recipe section this year. And I went to do a quick spin through this just to see what horrors. Yeah, latkes are not in here, by the way.
Yeah,
wow.
Like the best. It said holiday
recipe. It said holiday recipes, and I clicked through. Not a lot could have been found.
Wow.
Come on. I'm gonna go in ascending order of horror. Because you know the thing with the Idaho Potato Commission blog, longtime readers of us, it's their primary focus of turning non-potato based foods into potato based foods.
God, we gotta get a Beefo's out in Idaho. We really got that's the key master gatekeeper. Like that's where it is.
Maybe this is our next career change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So in ascending order of horror, Idaho potato brioche muffins.
Okay.
Which potato bread is a thing, so sure, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little odd, but okay. It's like, I really need to use up these potatoes. In that same vein, potato cinnamon rolls.
Why is there a potato?
Made with half. My mom's here. Hi. Mom, you want a potato cinnamon roll?
I don't understand why there's a potato
roll. No, okay. Okay, that's valid. I hear you.
You know, I don't either.
The next one is... Garth, belly up, loaded breakfast pot pie.
Oh, no.
Which contains a filling. What the recipe calls for making a pot pie filling of onion, green bell pepper, 4 baking potatoes, 8 eggs, only eight slices of bacon, 2 cups of shredded cheese, and this is my favorite part, half a teaspoon of salt.
How do you decide that pot pie is not rolling hard enough for you?
Oh no, you're not even to the big part yet. The recipe calls for making buttermilk biscuits alongside this filling and just putting all of the buttermilk biscuits on top of it and baking. Oh,
so it's like some shepherd's pie bowl. Yeah, okay.
No, it's not shepherd's pie. It's like formed biscuits. Here, let me
show
you.
It's
like a bunch of biscuits just sitting on top of a pot pie, but you bake them in the same thing.
So you make sort of like a breakfast swamp.
I guess. I'm sure this is a Midwestern thing that they already know. This is also not the most upsetting thing I've found. Ryan, are you in a position where Spencer can see your computer screen if I send you guys a photo?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, I'm going to work on that. One more thing. There is a baklava-style layered dessert, holiday Idaho potato casserole with papayas and pineapple that includes raisins and Parmesan.
So this biscuit setup is sort of like the planet in Aliens, mm-hmm. actually, where they're like, oh, look, let's see what... Oh, no! Like, it looks like the biscuit's going to open up and a facehugger will jump on you. And his name is Jerry, and he has a trucking license.
Yeah
something's hatching. Mm-hmm. Something's hatching either. Ryan, are you where Spencer can see your computer screen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send this photo of cheesy mashed potatoes from the blog, and I want you to just capture his reaction.
Okay,
it's uploading now.
The fuck?
I found this extraordinary.
What's wrong with y'all?
Wow.
What did life do to your shit?
This is upsetting to me, even as a cheese enthusiast.
This is like, that's thicker than Froyo.
It looks like ice cream.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like homemade ice cream.
It's also sort of taking the shape of like a femur. Which is a large.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like if somebody just sort of like decided to play taffy pull with the top of Devil's Tower. Like this person
how do you
tried to
serve
tell us something.
That? How do you dole out servings of that?
What is wrong with the middle of the country? Good lord!
First, I'm going to strap you to this table, Mr. Bond. Then...
Anyway, thank you, Idaho Potato Commission, for continuing to push the boundaries of sanity.
All right, I gotta say, potato has to be
starch.
I don't think potato is any hit points gained. I don't think it's any lost.
No, it's even neutral. After,
what if you have to eat that stuff I just sent you?
I think maybe like it would provide a protective carapace.
No, I think what if potato, it just restores you to 50 hit points no matter where you are. Yeah. If you're at zero, that's great. If you're at 100, uh-oh.
Right.
Nope, taking you back to exactly.
Our health.
That's true, because like if you are like really hungry and you're like, fuck, I really gotta eat, potato's a good choice. If you're already feeling good, a potato's a terrible choice to be like, you know what? Here's a nightcap.
I'm up at 3 a.m. I could really go for a tater.
Yeah.
Belated realization. Do you know what else potatoes do? They absorb salt. Like if you're making soup and it's too salty.
Yeah.
You throw in a potato and it will. So this may actually reverse. Jason's onto something. This can reverse damage done to you by earlier bowls.
By the Outback. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you can go ahead, by the way, and also
I wasn't going to single out the Outback, but I'm glad we did.
You can also just code in a serious energy drop 20 minutes after consumption, mm-hmm. right? Like add 50 points and all of a sudden your speed drops to like 2.
So also Boise does have a Beefs. It's in the same it's in the same facility as a massage parlor and across the street from a Taco Bell.
So we're going to be doing a live show there, is what I'm hearing.
Best proposal location ever. Hell yes. I guess the citrus, orange, and peach are all going to get sort of clustered together, right?
I'm gonna go ahead and like the peach is going to go. I'm going to put the peach behind the orange just because. Okay.
Wow, just a slap in the face to the legacy of John Woo's Face Off.
That's so specific.
We are literally talking about eating food for hours here.
It's so specific.
I'm also putting that, by the way, because if OU and LSU are in that, they're going to get at.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's right. not going to actually be any food for you at the LSU.
That's fair.
What happened? Did you eat them all? No.
I'm trying to imagine if you went to an LSU tailgate, we're just like, hey, I'm just going to eat this peach. Like, you'd probably get shot, right?
Probably no, like, they're going to give you like deep fried peach and peach gummy.
Yeah, they'll be like, give me that dumb peach. Hold on.
We got an 80-pound peach roasting on the spit.
I got a
that
peach.
That peach ain't been in the smoker.
I got a peach
in
that.
I've been this peach for 24 hours.
I brought that peach down with a 22 this morning out the window of my truck. You eat this peach.
I look out the window and I see a peach walking through my yard.
You eat this peach. It's attached to the boy that I'm roasting right now.
Double tap this
peach. They hand you a peach that's like it's skewered on antler of an indeterminate creature.
Is this peach?
I made that bear eat peaches until it blew up.
Is this peach full of blood sausage? How did you grow this?
I will find an LSU fan somewhere in this world who says they bow hunted a peach. I will.
Okay.
The peach ate my daddy. And now I will return the favor.
I do think it's delightful that Joe Burrow went to the bowl that has the shares a name with the butt emoji. Like,
yeah.
I think that's really good. The universe finds its own level kind of thing. What's going above the peach and the orange or the citrus?
I guess the orange. I'm going to go the orange and then the citrus because the citrus is going to provide you with the greatest variance.
Yeah.
Right, in terms of the amount of citrus and the type of citrus that you're going to be able to eat,
right.
Even if that includes useless kumquats. All right,
okay.
I almost want to knock it down because kumquats are in there.
Right.
Man, fuck kumquats.
Okay. Would I rather watch Florida UVA or eat oranges for 4 hours? They're pretty similar because, like, from a distance, from far away, I can be like, oh, I'm excited about that. But then the closer it gets, it's like, oh, no. Why have I? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, also, you shouldn't lose to oranges. Shouldn't lose to UVA.
Yeah, and you're just going to be sort of messy and sticky at the end of it and be like, oh, I made a bad choice. Just eating citrus for 4 hours, I can probably do that.
Also, like going to the Orange Bowl, you probably end up with a cold sore.
Yeah, that's true. But I think I would rather watch Michigan-Alabama than eat citrus for 4 hours straight.
All right.
The list of citrus fruits wiki page. It's come on, man. That's
what are we counting?
Orange. That's a lime. That's a lemon. That's an orange. That's like everything green on here is a lime. Stop playing. There's grapefruit.
Uh huh.
But that is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this thing? What is this thing? What is this thing called? His... Buddha's hand.
Oh, you've never seen a Buddha's hand lemon?
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a lumpy lemon. It's like an annihilation lemon.
Okay.
But yeah, all this shit is just, this is all three things. And then there's grapefruits that are very divisive.
They should call it the annihilation lemon instead. That'd be way better.
Buddha's hand is a pretty good name.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think both names are good.
Oh, I forgot satsumas are delicious.
I think Buddha's hand would definitely be those are creepy lemon.
Satsumas are oranges. Yeah. Right. Hmm.
But I think that's all like leading up to, I think cheating is fine because the categories are just so abstruse anyway. But
yeah.
If I want you to stay alive as long as possible and also feel, or one might say, feliz about this whole thing.
Festive.
Then we have
Where's
to
this end
on? The Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The broadest range of food. This is all, by the way, of all saying too, I only know one of these where I know you can get cake, and my motivations are personal here.
At the Fiesta Bowl?
Oh, the Sugar Bowl has cake?
No.
The Sugar Bowl, you need more things than sugar for cake.
No, Sugar Bowl just has sugar. It's just a pest problem. If yeah, we're
that's
really
the point of cake. Is a sugary delivery method.
I don't know, because if that were true, then Spencer wouldn't have said he specifically would eat just cake. He would have said he would have cut to something like popsicles.
Yeah.
Like popsicles is a more efficient delivery method for sugar.
Cake is delightful.
I don't know. It has wood in it, and then you're not going to eat the wood.
Syrup. What about syrup?
Syrup? Yeah. It's pretty good.
Maple syrup? I mean, have you ever actually tried to chug maple syrup like they do in Super Troopers?
It's not easy.
You'll feel very bad.
Yeah.
You'll feel very bad very fast.
Okay. So at the Fiesta Bowl, I am now eating cake?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, man.
Okay. Oh, just anything party-oriented.
This is cheating. This is opening the door. There's a trap door in the definition of fiesta that allows us to just put pretty much anything in the door we want.
So Ohio State is bringing pigs in a blanket to this fiesta, right? That's the most Ohio State party food.
If I give you like South Carolina, I'm like, okay, South Carolina's having a party. All right, we're moving at like 120 miles an hour.
Right.
We could get a low country boil in there, right? We can get some decent barbecue.
Right.
We could get a lot of interesting, good food in there.
Right.
Let me put a restrictor plate on the whole thing by inviting Ohio State.
We're bringing Frankfurters and custard. And you can eat them together, that's fine.
Just layer them.
I call that a winter dog.
We're bringing hot plate.
What's your sort of neighborhood restaurant? Wendy's.
The good thing about the Fiesta Bowl is this is the only one on here, I think, that provides vegetable factor, because you're going to get like celeries that you dip in ranch dressing.
Right.
And if Ohio State's coming, there's going to be ranch dressing.
Maybe not celery, but yeah.
Well, it's just already there because it's a fiesta. Whenever you declare something a party, celery naturally appears, whether anyone's going to eat it or not.
Why are you putting protein powder in the mac and cheese? Bro, can you do that?